Today from the Ohio Newsroom, building a rural transportation hub. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. About 83% of people in Ohio's metros have access to city buses and streetcars, but move to the countryside and public transportation becomes a lot less frequent. According to research from Ohio State, only 11% of the state's rural residents report having access to it. One remote area is trying to change the status quo. Meigs County is building its own transportation hub. Teresa Lavender is the director of public transit there, and she joins me. Hey, Teresa.
Hello. How are you, Erin?
I'm good, thanks. So first off, what exactly is a transportation hub?
A transportation hub is a new facility that's being built in Meigs County in Pomeroy, Ohio, and it consists of two buildings, one building being administrative offices as well as bays for the vehicles. And then another building is going to house our Meigs County title office as well as Meigs County BMV, as well as our Meigs County Veterans Office that also provides transportation.
Okay, got it. Well, Meigs County is pretty new to the public transportation game. You all started offering on-demand rides to residents just a couple years ago. How will this hub change what residents have access to?
Our current location is in Middleport. It's smaller, and we're outgrowing our space. So this transportation hub, the commissioners have been very supportive and is building this facility for the needs of the community to get them to places so we can expand our services in the county.
Okay. And what is the need like? What kinds of people do you serve?
We serve the general public. Approximately right now, we have 726 registered riders. And out of those riderships and registered riders, 51% of those are our elderly population. We get them to medical facilities. We get them to community events. We get them to the local senior citizens office, pharmacies, grocery stores, employment. So the need is there and the demand is there.
Yeah, I spoke with Adam Warden, your public transit administrator, who said he's just heard story after story from people who are really benefiting from public transit.
So we're really seeing folks that previous were not able to access public in general for basic needs. You know, they couldn't go to the grocery stores or couldn't make it to those special appointments because they took too long, like dialysis appointments and those types of things.
He said demand for public transit has more than doubled since 2022 when you first started offering rides. Can you tell me more about how transportation needs differ in a rural place like Meigs County compared to, say, the city of Cincinnati?
Our resources, especially our medical facilities, were very limited in that within the county. So individuals needing our services do need transportation services outside the county. So that's a big hurdle we're overcoming, is getting people where they need, not only in the county, but outside the county, because Meigs County is so rural and vast.
Well, a challenge we hear a lot about as we cover rural Ohio is population density. How is something of this size sustainable when Meigs County's population of about 22,000 is spread out over 400 plus miles?
Well, we're only growing. We're already above our 2023 numbers. So the sustainability for ridership is there. The need for transportation is there. But also at the same time, the support that we're receiving from Ohio Department of Transportation and assuring that we are here to stay and we're only going to be able to grow and expand our services is very promising.
That was Teresa Lavender with Meigs County Public Transit.
Market your organization while supporting important statewide journalism by sponsoring the Ohio Newsroom. Your message will be heard by hundreds of thousands across Ohio weekly during Today from the Ohio Newsroom segments. For more information, please email Kyle Wilson at kyle.wilson@ohionewsroom.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.